A late goal for the Peterborough Petes proved to be the difference as the North Bay Battalion fell 3-2 Tuesday evening. The best of seven Eastern Conference Finals is now led by Peterborough 2-1. It happened pretty quickly there in the third, the change of events, said head coach Ryan O'Leyan. I thought Peterborough, give them a lot of credit, they played a really good hockey game. You're witnessing two elite teams going at it. Space, especially at this rink, is at a premium, holy cow. Quick turnaround tomorrow, which I think is good. Oftentimes as athletes, you want to get right back at it and redeem yourself. Situations we have been in before and we just have to find a way to bounce back tomorrow. Brendan Othman slipped a shot between the legs of DeVincentis on the power play which made it 1-0 Petes late in the opening frame. Battalion had a glorious chance to even things as late in the first chase Stillman was ejected for a slew foot on Anthony Romani which gave the troops a 5-minute power play to open the period. They couldn't cash in on the opportune but the Battalion got the equalizer when Dom DeVincentis punched out a blocker save that led Kyle McDonald for a rush down the right wing. His blast was stopped by Michael Simpson but Pasquale Zito slipped the rebound home to even things at 1-1. The troops got their first lead of the game on a beautiful give and go between Kyle Jackson and Matvei Petrov, as Petrov finished off the highlight reel passing play that was reviewed but deemed a good goal. In the third, Avery Hayes, 7-1 timed the puck past DeVincentis to tie the game up just under 7 minutes in before Samuel Mayer, 1, beat a screened DeVincentis with just over 2 minutes left in the period to give the win to Peterborough. You have to find a way to earn your breaks and have them go your way, and score one more than them, explained O'Leyan. It's game 3 going into game 4, you know exactly the blueprint, what they're trying to do, what we're trying to do, it's all about execution and finding that extra one. Game 4 goes from Peterborough Wednesday night. You can catch all the action live on the Frontline Game Day broadcast starting at 6:50 p.m.